I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
All right, Caroline here needs our help, or needed our help, because her best friend and her husband had an affair 4 years ago. They worked it out. She worked it out with her husband, but she still got questions about exactly what happened and wanted our help to get to the truth here. So she wanted us to reach out to the best friend because she still has questions. Hey, Caroline.
Hey, guys.
Do I have that right?
Yeah. I really need your help.
Okay. Explain the whole All situation right. to us. God bless you, Kristen.
Thank you. Yeah. I turned my mic off for a reason.
I had that sympathy sneeze where you were going and I was going. All right, so tell us about the whole history here with your husband, best friend. What happened?
Okay, so it was actually 2 years ago when I found out, right? And so then my best friend, who is no longer my best friend, and her and my husband were having an affair. And as you can imagine, this devastated me. I found out it was about like 4 months that they were having this affair. It was
so
horrible.
Not a one-time thing. This was had some legs to it.
It lingered, yeah. So anyway, as you can imagine, my relationship with her, it ended immediately. Like, I was done. And I haven't talked to her. Not once. Like, I haven't even seen her. I erased her from Facebook, from Instagram. I have her blocked. I was done with her. I was completely done. I can't even believe this happened. Mm-hmm. Now, as for my husband, it's different, okay? Because even though in the beginning I did separate from him, we did eventually talk. And he did tell me that the affair was just a physical thing. It was nothing more. It was only physical. And I don't think this is like an excuse or anything, but I have to admit that during that time in our marriage, we had a dry spell and it was due to me. I had a lot of stress happening in my life. My job was really pressing on me and I had some other things with my own family going on that I do remember during that time. It was a dry spell for us. And, you know, we fought about it a lot, as any typical marriage would. And I feel bad at the time, but it's still not a reason to cheat. However, I did decide to forgive him, and I stayed in my marriage, and we have worked things out.
Wow, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, okay. But I still have nights where I can't sleep, and I just, like, lay awake at night because I have so many doubts and questions in my head, and I feel like I haven't gotten any closure to this. I don't know if I ever will, but there are some questions that I need to know the answers to so that I can understand this entire situation and how it transpired.
All right, so let me ask you this question here, because you've now moved on, allegedly, from the situation, which you clearly really haven't. So if you have moved on with the whole thing, you wanted us to reach out to the former best friend, right?
Please.
Okay, so
I would really appreciate that.
Which we've already done. But here's the thing, is like if you've already moved on, things are okay with you and your husband right now, what good is going to come from more questions to the best friend?
Hasn't moved on.
She said she had.
No, if you're doing this, you haven't. I think you have to be honest with yourself.
You're right. I haven't.
Yeah. I'm not coming down on you for that. I mean, that is, it's such a breach of trust from not one, but two people. Like, I mean, in any situation, if my spouse was to cheat on me, I would want it to be a complete stranger, not somebody that I held near and dear to my heart. I think that just, because not only did your husband break your heart, but your best friend did. So I can understand that taking some time to heal from. So by asking these questions and getting these answers, what are you hoping to achieve?
Okay, so the way my mind works, where I lay at night, you know, and I ask myself these questions and I give myself answers to them already, each night is different. I have a different answer every night, and I don't want to go through that. I want to hear it from her. I want to know before my mind keeps, you know, running away with me every night.
You want to silence your brain.
Yes, yes. Oh my God, I would love that, because I mean I'm pretty sure I know the answers. I mean I think I know the answers. I don't know. It's driving me crazy. Can you guys tell? Like I just want to hear her definite answers.
Mm-hmm. No, I was gonna say. You kind of answered the question, but I was going to say, if I were in your shoes, the only way I would truly want these answers is if a small part of me actually wanted to reconcile with my friend. Is any of it in there, or is it simply just putting your brain at ease?
You know what? Now that I hear you say that, I am going to be honest with myself. I feel there is a section in my heart where I could find forgiveness.
Wow. Yeah, this is
the wrong person.
This is a reservoir of forgiveness that I just don't have. I mean, and even if you guys did make up, I mean, could you ever bring her around your husband ever again?
I wouldn't.
Oh, no.
Well, let's just get the questions answered first.
All right. One step at a time here. All right, Caroline, give us a couple of minutes here. And Tommy reached out to your best friend and asked her the questions. Ex-best friend.
What?
And asked the questions that you wanted, like what prompted you to betray our friendship, answered it. Yeah. Were there any instances where you felt guilty or reconsidered your actions, answered it. What did you hope to achieve from this affair? She answered it. So if you want to hang out a couple of minutes here, and of course you're going to, when we come back, we'll answer all of your questions, okay?
Guys, I can't hear you guys.
We'll talk to you next.
Coming up next.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.